into Zechariah 2:13, one verse of Scripture. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for He is raised up out of His holy habitation. Listen to that. Be silent, O all flesh. There's a command from heaven. Flesh, O all flesh, be silent before the Lord, for He is raised up out of His holy habitation. Brother Jim Gillis, many of you know him tonight. Jim Gillis, the campus preacher, know Brother Gillis. He was sued Virginia Tech because they arrested him for preaching there on campus. And he asked us to come and go with him to federal court there in Roanoke. And that's the POF, Federal Office Building in Roanoke. It's the tallest building in the city of Roanoke. Roanoke's what, 150,000, something like that, and just Roanoke itself. Pretty good sized town. And it's the highest building, about 16-story building there. And you go into that magnificent POF Federal Office Building, and you go up. And there they've got the metal detectors and all that, and you go through. And the guys out there, and then you go into that courtroom. And then, this is just a few weeks ago, the bailiff walks in armed, and he says, hear ye, all rise. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you what, it's time to shut up. It's time to be still. It's time to give attention. Because the judge has come forth. Amen. And he walks in. Amen. And everyone stands till he says, you may be seated. Oh, glory. And you think about a federal judge standing before him, man. I listened as the Assistant Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia was trying to defend Virginia Tech in that case. And I'm telling you, that judge, Lord have mercy. Brother, he talked to Brother Gillis' lawyer, who was a liberal ACLU lawyer from Texas, from Austin, Texas, flew in to defend him and in the case. And he's a pro-abortion and ever pro-homosexuality and all that. But his thing is free speech. And he said, you've got as much right as the homosexuals have on that campus. And I'm going to defend you. And flew in free of charge and defended Brother Gillis. Amen. But that judge talked to him. Lord have mercy, Brother Roberts. You never heard somebody. And you can't go say, Mommy, it man talk mean to me today. Amen. That's the federal judge. Amen. He can talk to you about any way he wants to talk to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, you can't say, oh, you're talking mean to me, buddy. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm getting out of here. No, there's an armed guard standing there saying, you're going to stay right there. And you're going to listen to every word I've got to tell you. And you'll do what I've got to tell you to do. Amen. You know, we live in a country that thinks they can get by. Amen. We live in a nation that has gone wild and crazy. Amen. But I want to look at some things here. Let me take my time and get my thoughts together here. But this book of Zechariah, there are over 20 different Zecharias that the Bible names and mentions. And that name Zechariah means the Lord remembers. The Lord remembers. And just because you think you've got by for a day or two, don't ever think that He doesn't remember. I told them recently, I was telling somebody, there was 11 kids, you know, in our family, and Dad didn't run around screaming and hollering, saying, young'uns, be quiet, settle down. He's from a large family, Frank, you know how it was. It just wasn't that way. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Helen, I see you smiling. You remember, don't you? Amen. Glory to God. Because there were so many of us, amen, it was law and order. Glory to God. And Dad didn't run around screaming, say, I'm going to whip you and do all this. Amen. He had a certain look. And when he kind of turned his head sideways and looked at you, you better be silent because the judge is getting ready to get up.
Amen. Come on.
Hallelujah. Oh, you better cool it down just a little bit. Get a little lower.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Brother Grizzle, and if you didn't stop then, this was warning number two. That's all he did. That's all he did. Snapped his finger. That was your final warning, Brother Frank. Amen. And then, he may be up preaching. He just walked by and just tap you. Sometimes he'd tap you, just point his finger at you. That meant it's over. It's over. You had it. Glory to God. He may be anointed preaching, but that's all he had to do, Brother Buck. Just walk by. Glory to God. Oh, man, I'd try to be good then, Brandon. I'd really try to settle down then. And I would hope, Sister Mullins, I'd hope that he'd forget about it. He'd forget. But Zechariah means God remembers. Amen. God remembers. Amen. I said God remembers. Amen. And when you think that he'd forgotten, amen, the cover would turn back and you would get an awful surprise. You would wake to the judgment of what you overrode. Amen. Hallelujah. This Zechariah, you see, he was from Aaron's family. And he was the priesthood family. And here he exercised his sacerdotal affairs during the life and the reign of Jehoiakim in a wicked and evil time. Amen. He was undoubtedly born in Chaldea, during the Chaldean captivity. And the Bible, the history bears it out, Nehemiah 12 gives his name there, a couple of places. But there he started prophesying 8 years after they returned from Babylon. Amen. And there he started prophesying 2 months. 2 months after his older contemporary Haggai. Amen. He started prophesying. Amen. Both prophets had the same objective. Opposition against the work of the Lord had risen. And the work of the restoring and rebuilding of Jerusalem had ceased for 16 long years. Amen. And he started prophesying. Amen. Come on and encourage in the church. I want to tell you something. We live in an hour that the church needs to be encouraged. Hallelujah. The church needs to be strengthened. Hallelujah. Amen. Dina, you don't need me to come and browbeat you tonight. I need to lift you up and encourage you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We live in an evil hour. We live in a time of apostasy and great trouble. Amen. And the church needs to be strengthened and encouraged as never before. Oh, God. Amen. Amen. We see the Jews return in 536 B.C. And they started the restoring in the work. And it stopped for 16 years. Amen. But there was a new king. Amen. Had come to the throne. Amen. His name was Darius Hystaspes. Amen. Had come to the throne. And God moved on 2 prophets to start prophesying. Amen. They stepped on the scene and said, come on, saints. Come on, soldiers. Come on, work. Hallelujah. Amen. And in a matter of 6 years, the work was completed. Glory to God. I want you to look at this. Zechariah is divided into 3 parts. Amen. Chapters 1 through 6 is the first part. 7 through 8 is the second part. The third part, 9 through 14. But if we look at this, that first part is a series of 8 visions. 8 visions that God deals with him. I want to tell you something. We don't need none of this hairy, wild, awful, lost stuff. But I want to tell you tonight, we need the Holy Ghost to move in the church greater than we ever have. We need to see renewing by the power of God in our midst greater than ever before. Hallelujah. God, amen, deal with our people. Amen. Glory to God. Chapter 1, verse 1, we get the title and the author. Amen. Amen. As we start, Amen. That Zechariah starts admonishing the people. Don't live like your fathers. Don't go in the path that caused them to go into Babylonian captivity. We're sick and tired of this. I want to tell you tonight, folks. Amen. The Pentecostal people. I've been saved now just a few now days past 25 years. And I have seen a drastic change, Brother Frank. Amen. From the 60s to now. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. I'm getting ready to say something. Amen. I was at a place not long ago. Amen. I've been over preaching. And they wanted me to see the beautiful building program. And it was a fantastic building program that they had completed and were doing at a church. Amen. As they were getting ready to come in church, here they come in, ladies. Amen. In shorts. Amen. And I'm talking about a Pentecostal church. Oh, God. I want to tell you something. Amen. Don't follow. Amen. After the thing that has swept this country. But I tell you what we need. We need a renewing of the vision of God. We need a restoration of the work of the Lord. We need a rebuilding of the wall. We need a rebuilding, amen, of the temple of God. We need a new sanctification and a born again experience as never before. We need to restore. We need to rebuild. We need to fix back. Amen. Oh, little building project we've been working on over there. Those that's familiar with the campground, there's been a little brick building over there next to the river, closed down for years and years. Amen. They called it the Little Brick Church. Amen. That guy, they all died out and left one trustee, and he's living in Georgia. And he's been trying to sell it to us for several years, and Brother Ralph didn't want to get into the controversy. And finally, the guy brought the key last camp meeting to us. Amen. He said, "Philip, can you use it?" I said, "Yeah, we could sleep boys in there." Amen. He said, "Here's the key. Take it and keep it and use it for the school, the kids, whatever. Use it." Amen. Brother Ralph said, "I'm not interested in getting any controversy with another group of people." Amen. Anyhow, back in October, I said, "Brother Ralph, can I negotiate something out?" And then he gave me permission. We went through the court, and the judge, the circuit court judge, issued us a deed. Amen. And we fixed it up. Amen. We got out there with the scaffolding and everything. Started out about daylight the other morning working, and there was an old lady walking through. It's an unbelievable way the people walk around through there, you know. And she was walking through. Amen. She was on her rounds going around the block, and she looked, stopped and looked up at me. She said, "Are you going to tear it down or fix it up?" Amen. Glory to God. I said, "I'm going to fix it up." Hallelujah. Glory to God. "I'm going to fix it up." Glory. Amen. After we primed the roof, old tin roof, we primed it and we painted it and we tore the windows out. Somebody come up, "Are you tearing it down?" I said, "Why would I paint the roof if I'm going to tear it down?" Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Years ago during the camp meeting, amen, there was a guy. It was popular with a lot of people come. And he was talking to a bunch of them around the corner, having his own little private meeting. Amen. And he had them over there in the corner. And he said, "Oh, I hope they call on me to preach today." Amen. He said, "Cause then they do, I'm going to tear this thing all to pieces." Oh, God. And would you believe, Dad popped right around the corner at the same time. He was saying, "When they call on me today, I'll tear this thing all to pieces." Glory to God. Thank you, God of heaven. You think God didn't send Dad by? Amen. To stop a wolf from tearing up things. Hallelujah. We need some people to repair. We need some people to build. We need people to restore. We need people that will live holy, dedicated, sanctified life in this hour. Holy. Amen. We've had enough billy goats kicking down the barn and tearing up. We need some shepherds, amen, that'll build and we're proud to preach us and restore and encourage. Oh, God. Oh, God. Amen. His first vision, chapter 1. Amen. The horsemen in the myrtle grove. Amen. You see? Amen. They've gone through searching after different colored horses. Amen. And the reply comes back. We've gone up and down to and fro through the earth. And all things are well. Amen. I'll tell you something. God doesn't have to answer you tonight. You may boast all you want to boast against God and His Word and against His will. But let me tell you something. God doesn't have to answer you tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, to God. Amen. Do you run from a dog that's on a chain? Huh? Amen. A dog that's on a chain, he can carry on all he wants to. As long as you stay out of the limits of that chain, you're all right. Hallelujah. I want to tell you what you are. If you're boasting yourself against God and God's Word, amen, you're a dog on a chain. You're a barking dog. Hallelujah. Amen. But God doesn't have to answer you tonight. Amen. When He gets ready, He'll deal with you. Glory to God. So here, amen. A lot of times we feel like, oh God, this thing's coming apart at the seams. I don't know what they're going to do. Amen. As the horsemen rode to and fro through the earth, they said, all things are well. Everything's under control, God. Amen. Let me tell you, the Bible says in the book of Romans, all powers of God are ordained of God. There's nothing happening in the earth tonight and God that let it happen. And nobody taking place. Amen. Holy. Amen. Here we go. Chapter 1, verse 18. The four horns. Amen. Symbolic of human flesh and power. Tearing up. Amen. The glory to God. God sends. There's four horns. And God sends four carpenters. Four craftsmen. Holy. Amen. It don't take much. It don't take much ability to tear down that building. Holy to God. Any dummy can get a crowbar and a sledgehammer and go at it. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Amen. It takes a master electrician. But a John been climbing up there in that attic, rewired. Hallelujah. I'm putting new lights in. Oh, to God, putting the air conditioning in that was there before. Amen. Putting a new floor in. Amen. Wheelbarring in. Four tandem loads of gravel, restoring, fixing up. Get it above the flood. Glory. Amen. I want to tell you something. You better build and fix so you get above the flood of this world. Don't be caught in the trap of the flood of this end time. Oh, amen. The man with the measuring line. Joshua the high priest before the angel. The golden candlestick. The flying roll. Amen. But oh God. Listen. Listen. The Bible said there. Be silent. O all flesh before the Lord, for He is raised up out of His holy habitation. Glory to God. The Bible said in Psalm 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Glory to God. Don't worry about it. Glory. It may look bad, but be still and know that He is God. Amen. It's popular. I said it's popular among public circles to make fun and mock being born again. To be a religious right person, a religious right winger, radical right. Amen. Glory to God. I'd rather be radical right and hell bent wrong, wouldn't you? Glory to God. I want to stand for what's right. Amen. It's popular in this world to make fun of the children of God. That's all right. Amen. Our God is holy. And He will be exalted. He will be lifted up. Our God is a consuming fire and He will judge. Amen. Be still, know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Habakkuk 2 and 20 said this, but the Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. Amen. The Lord is in His holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before Him. Zephaniah chapter 1. Behold, Amen. Hold thy peace at the presence of the Lord God. For the day of the Lord is at hand. The Lord hath prepared a sacrifice, and he hath bid his guest. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. A lot of people speaking a lot of things. But the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 19. Now we know that things soever the law saith. It saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped. Oh, that every mouth may be stopped. And all the world may become guilty before God. I said every mouth. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You go with me to the book of Genesis if you want to. Amen. As there the man of God goes before Pharaoh. And he said, let my people go. He said, who said that? He said, the I am that I am said it. Hallelujah. The I am that I am said, let my people go. I said, God will be exalted. He is the high lofty one who inhabits eternity. And he said, let my people go. Pharaoh said, well, who is that to me? I'm Pharaoh of Egypt. Glory to God. Amen. But the Bible said all the world may become guilty before God, and that every mouth be stopped. Glory to God. We can go through all the plagues and all that happened. Glory. But the last time Moses went in and he said, get out of here and go. Take anything you want and go. Just leave us alone. Oh God, leave us alone. Amen. Leave us alone. Amen. And the Bible said, there as they prepared the sacrifice and they went out. Notice what the Bible said there. There was what? Not a dog barked. Hallelujah. Amen. They tell us there was at least 1.5 million Jews, not counting all of the bond servants and different ones. All the sheep, cattle, horses, oxen, camel, everything you can think of. Amen. But Brother Kevin, as they're getting ready, glory to God, there was not a calf a bellowing. Amen. There was not a mule braying. There was not a donkey doing anything. There was not a horse in there. Hallelujah. There was nothing. Hallelujah. They left there because God was exalted. And all the earth was silent before him. Oh, God. All the earth was silent before him. The Bible asks us in Romans 9 and 20, shall the thing that is formed, amen, ask him thus? Glory to God. But I want you to know something that you better bring yourself in submission to God, brother. Sister, bring it on down. Come on down, because he is the potter and we are the clay. And he can cut us off anytime he chooses. Glory. Glory. I said, God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 68:5, God is in his holy habitation. Glory to God. A lot of people don't understand that. But God is a God of love. God is a God of mercy. Amen. But God's greatest attribute is God is holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if we expect to go to heaven, we too must be holy. Oh God. Isaiah said in Isaiah 42, verse 13, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. Oh, as a mighty man. Glory. With no fear. Amen. The Bible said in Isaiah 5, awake, awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, awake, awake in the days, in the generations of old. Oh God, when God raises up, when God raises up, all flesh, you better be silent, because the Lord is risen up out of his holy habitation. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 26 and 15 said, look down. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven. Glory. Were you in there the other day when we were changing bulbs? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Brother Don Boyd, he's Agile's a cat, and we've got bulb changers, and you have to carry scaffolds. Amen. He said, now boys, the simplest thing to do is get a 24-foot extension ladder and just hold it up. Amen. And I'll climb it. Oh, God, that's by faith, ain't it? And that's what Brother Bond prefers. And it's sure a lot faster, amen, than setting up scaffolding or doing anything else. Just get a 24-foot extension ladder. Extend it out where it needs to go. I'll climb it. Glory to God. Amen. Was it you volunteered? Amen. Amen. Brother Don said, oh, brother. Amen. I don't think you want to do that because it's a lot different from up there than it is down here. It looks a whole lot different. Amen. I want to tell you something. You're down here on earth, and you are flesh, and you see things as human flesh. But I want to tell you something. You better not forget this one thing. God is holy, and He is in His holy habitation, and He looks down on you, friend. There's nothing you can hide. There's nothing you can keep from Him, and He's looking down on you, and He sees everything. Amen. The light and the darkness is alike to Him. Glory to God. Be careful. Be careful. Amen. Because something, Second Chronicles declared, there as they were preparing the sacrifice, and they got it all ready. Amen. That their prayer came up to His holy dwelling place, even unto heaven. Hallelujah. I want you to know something. When the saints of God get to praying, Brother Gristle, like you talked about, their prayers go up to heaven, His holy dwelling place, the habitation of the Lord. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Joshua 5. Look at this with me, please. Quickly, the Bible said, and it came to pass, verse 13, when Joshua was by Jericho, amen, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, amen, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him. Amen. Oh, God. He was kind of bold there. Amen. I want to see who that fella is. Oh, God. I want to check this guy out. Amen. And he went unto him. Amen. Glory. And there he stood, a man, over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, are you forth, or are our adversaries? And he said, nay. But as the captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. You're looking at me, and I'm looking at you. Oh, you got to be in my denomination. You got to be in my fellowship. You got to see the rapture just like I do. You got to see everything just like I do, or you ain't going. Well, who are you? I'm going to go check him out. Amen. Are you for my adversaries, or are you for our fellowship, or are you for somebody else's fellowship? What fellowship you in? Yeah? Oh, God, have mercy. I hate this politics in church, don't you? And these clicks and clacks and cracks. Amen. I just despise that stuff. Oh, Lord of God. You got to get with my group or you ain't in it. Amen. If you got to toe the line or we put you out. Oh, God. And he come over and said, are you for us or are you against us? And he said, nay, I'm not in your denomination or your fellowship, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? Amen. Amen. And Joshua rebuked him and told him he needed to sign his fellowship card. No, that's not what the Bible says. No, is it? I see. You know, I was talking to a woman. She said, I won't be afraid to stand before Jesus Christ with what I'm wearing. No? Is that right? You're looking at it from earth. You better be looking from a heavenly perspective. Because here, and Joshua fell, F-E-L-L, fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord of hosts said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, this is my favorite part about all of it. And the three words in the next sentence, and Joshua did
soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get them off. Get your shoes off. Amen. Hallelujah. Get them off. Amen. Sanctify yourself because God is holy. He is holy. Our God is risen up out of His holy habitation and He's come down to check it out. I want to tell you something. You'll never have any victory till you meet the captain. You'll never have any victory until you join his side. Did you hear me? I said you'll never have any victory till you meet the captain of the Lord's host. You'll never have any victory till you get on his side. And the third part is, you'll never have any victory till you do what He says. Come on now. That's the key. Number one, meet Him. Amen. Glory to God. Number two, get on His side. Number three, sanctify yourself. Glory to God. Get on holy ground. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. This crazy stuff is going on. They're prophesying this and prophesying that. Oh, God. Amen. I tell you what we need to do. We need to have a holy visitation. Amen. We need to have a holy visitation from the captain of the Lord's host. Let him raise up out of his holy habitation. And everybody, all flesh, be silent before him because he's going to speak. And if you look at this, you look there at Joshua 5, 13, 14, and 15. Chapter 6 is Jericho. The battle of Jericho. Amen. I'll tell you something. You'll never have that great victory at Jericho. You'll never see the walls come tumbling down for you until you get ready to face God right. Amen. Don't go out accusing and ready to fight. Go out and meet Him humbly. Amen. When you recognize Him, fall before His presence. Amen. I want to tell you the reason there's no greater moving of the Holy Ghost in our midst. Amen. When the Holy Ghost starts moving on somebody. I know we've had a lot of false junk coming and going. But I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost starts moving, you need to start honoring. Amen. You hear me? I said when the Holy Ghost starts moving, you need to start honoring. Hallelujah. It's not time for you to blow bubbles and go get your drink of water. It's time to get down. It's time to lay down before Him. Get down there. Amen. And let Him be exalted and worship Him. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Amen. Chapter 6, they did exactly as God told them. Can you tell me what the order from God was? Can anybody tell me what the order from God was? March around the walls of Jericho, chew bubble gum, amen, and talk about your neighbor. Huh? Is that what God told them to do, Brother Buck? Huh? What God tell them to do? Can anybody tell me? Walk and don't you talk.
Come on.
Oh, God. Amen. If our people could learn to keep their mouth shut. Great God. Don't you understand that thing that is happening to you is the enemy to try you? And he's trying to get you to open your mouth. Amen. To cause you to be defeated. Glory to God. The devil can't defeat you. The devil has no power to resist you because the Lord has risen up to fight for you. But when you start opening your tater trap, then the Spirit leaves. That's just put it blunt. That's the way I know to say it. And it's your tater trap. Amen. It's not the devil that's causing the trouble. It's you. Amen. The enemy comes and there. Amen. You see, they're marching around the wall. And what do you think they're doing? They're upon the wall watching them. And they're, what do you think they're doing, Kevin? Bless them, Lord Jesus. Encourage them as they walk around the wall. No, they ain't doing that. They're up there, you know what they're doing? They're taunting him. Hey, you idiots, what do you think you're doing? Are you crazy? Are you doing it again today? How many times? Are you getting plenty of exercise?
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, to God. Hey, you bunch of holy rollers. Hey, what's wrong with you women? Ain't you got no sense? Straighten up and go get some shorts on if you're going to walk. Oh, amen. Come on. Why don't you go get your bikini and sunbathe a while while you're doing it? Kill two birds with one stone. Amen. The enemy's up on the walls of Tottenham. How many more days y'all going to do this?
Yeah.
But God said, don't you say a word. March on. Cuss, throw, say whatever you want to. March on. March on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go on. Glory. Keep your mouth shut, son. Go on. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Be silent. Oh, all flesh. Because the Lord has risen up out of His holy habitation. Glory to God. And the walls came tumbling down. Amen. Look at Joshua 10. I'm closing here. Glory to God. Joshua 10. The Bible says, verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered.